Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
No God, no peace, that's the flow. And get a devil or running leg drop like Hulk Hogan. Flow still the coldest, put the mic in a toboggan. The kid's a problem, why you think the devil wanna try to stop him? Try to knock him off course. Took out my Achilles, I fought with one leg. My God is a God of healing. Casting off, ripping still blasting off. But I go harder with my back at the wall. Hard body keep digging that jacket soft. I used to run with them dudes that move packs of raw. Now I run with a guy that ain't his only son. Cause he loves me like I was his only son. And that's a blessing. I thank God for all of them lessons. Never see me stretching, cause in every trial there's a message. I got favors straight from heaven. Pulpit flow, no reverence. Enemies of many gods become stones for the step.
And I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh, homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a free new heart and still tatted up.
Check it, I know God, and so I know peace. And I don't do this for the church, I do this for the streets. I'm a beast, just give me one rock and a slingshot. You know it's a hit as soon as the beat dropping. Doing this in beatbox, graffiti and break dancing. Trusting in God is not a gamble, we don't take chance. No Bruce Leroy, but I got the glow. Holy Ghost flow, leave demon stiff like they comatose. My punchlines are making you a backflip. No mattress, I'm that sick lyrical scripture. Circle the whole atlas. Now they asking who's that kid, you ain't heard, that's Jack Rip, he's passionate. He got enough faith to reverse the earth's
axis. Yeah, I heard his testimony, I know his whole story.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, but give God all the glory. I'm his child, he's my father, no more. And I'ma keep spitting the truth until the world can't ignore me. I'm
fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up.
Homie, I'm fresh,
dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up.
Homie, I'm fresh.
Black Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know who it is, baby. It's the chairman and the queen. Lawless Radio is on live this Grit Grind Wednesday. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. Just kicked off something new with that man, Jack Rip, man. It is hard to believe that is gospel. It is hard to believe that that is gospel.
I mean,
it is hitting. Queen, what's going on, baby?
What's up, world? It's your girl, M the Queen, also your Carolina Peach, joining you on another Grit Grind Wednesday. Yes, I said it, Grit Grind Wednesday on Lawless Radio. Yo. I'm so excited about everything that's going on right now with Lawless Entertainment, with the magazine. But I got three things I want to discuss. Let's get to the idiocracy first. Tell me, Chairman, What on earth is old men in their 40s, now they're not old men, I won't say old men, but men in their 40s, posting, still posting 2 weeks later that Boosie, little Boosie is free. Man, if I see that on my timeline on Facebook or on Twitter or somewhere, again, I'm going to scream. Now, granted, I'm a little Boosie fan. I like his, you know, his content of his music because he's talking about real stuff. You know, he's from straight from New Orleans, so you know, he lived, you know, that life of poverty, projects, probably single parents, you know, with single mother or what have you. You know, he lived that life, and I like little Boosie. But look, I don't like him enough to sit there in my timeline and just keep saying, seeing little Boosie, free little Boosie, little Boosie is out, little Boosie is out. And I'm saying, like, 40-year-old dude, you know, reporting that little Boosie is out, and here it is 2 weeks since he's been out. I think that is just straight-up bananas, crazy. All I want to say to you, you older men, and mostly to everybody that keep posting that, get your life. Get your life.
And quit living. Quit living in yesterday.
We ain't living in yesterday, and we ain't living in no prison cell. Get your life. Lil Boosie ain't the president. He ain't running for president. He ain't even a mayor of New Orleans. He just a rapper doing his thing, yo. It is not that serious. That's all I'm saying. My second idiocracy. Portia Stewart. Cordell Stewart, everyone knows, ex-wife. You know, he filed for divorce and divorced her for, you know, several reasons and stuff. And, you know, right now she's beefing with actress Tamala Jones. Everybody knows who Tamala Jones is. She played in Two Can Play at This Game. She played Cedric Entertainer's wife. Not Cedric Entertainer, I'm sorry. Tracy Morgan's wife on the little TV show you had, Tracy Morgan's show. She played in a lot of stuff. You know, she's been around for a minute. They're up here beefing over African Prince. An African Prince at Equatorial Guinea. And I'm up here tripping off that because that's all I've been reading all day, that they have a Twitter beef over an African man with a jerry curl or a flipjack, that flipback jerry curl like right that. I'm just tripping off that. And then I go to, I'm so happy to be here. But then I go to the little site or whatever, and you know, to kind of check out the beef and everything. Right below it is a YouTube video, or not really a video so much as the song that Portia put out called Flatline. Now, we've heard her. Now, anyone that's not, you know, watched The Housewives, you know, Atlanta Housewives, know that Portia Stewart, you know, she tried her hand at singing it a couple times, even on Watch What Happened Live, you know, with Andy Cohen, with, you know, Epic Fail. I'm not saying that the girl can't sing. She's no, you know, I'm not going to say she's Kim Zolciak. I'm not going to go that far because I'll be stretching the truth right there. But, I mean, the song, yeah, sounded really nice. But I really want to hear her sing it live because I just heard it less than, 10 minutes ago, and I'm just still in my head right now. So, you know, Portia, you know, Andy Cohen, if you're listening, which I know you're probably not, or somebody that knows him or a part of the Bravo family, you know, get her on the show, get her on Watch What Happens Live, and I want to hear her sing this live. Because there is no way, no shape, form, or fashion, this is all her voice. And my third thing is, I just got to say this, Lawless Entertainment Magazine. Yo, let me just tell you, my calendar is booked until July, and this is just March. This is just March. So we got April, we got May, we got June and July, and a possible August. I'm not going to tell you who the person is, but I'm just waiting on the phone call. So, you know, right now we got confirmed Corey Goofmogul, a good friend of mine who started out with DTP when they first started out. You know, I met him a few years after, you know, DTP got into the game, and I used to hang out with them all the time, you know, 2 Chainz before, you know, he was Pretty Boy. And you know, we used to have a great time, and he's done a lot with DTP. And so I got that confirmed. Also, Jason Gilliam Alexander, he's going to be our April issue, a basketball player of University of Rhode Island, as well as Stetson University, who has this great, great mentorship program called MVP INC. Also, I'm going to have the pleasure of interviewing none other than Rashid Rashabazz, who is a former bodybuilder, competitor, boxer, also a trainer to the stars, Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I'm really excited about that. And last but not least, I confirmed last night that Jazzo Jonathan, Jazzo Burks, everyone knows Jazzo from Hawaii Soapy, who, you know, released Jay-Z from the parachute in the sky on his video. That's the first time Jay-Z ever did in a video. Plus, he gave Jay-Z that name, Jay-Z. So it really was Jazz-Z, but then they turned it to Jay-Z. So I got that confirmed, and he's also a really good dear friend of mine as well. You know, he has a new event to call Kings County Media Group. So I'm very, very proud to say that I'm out here, I'm grinding like the cliff.
Right.
Grinding. I'm just, you know, just talk to report things like this because I feel like this. If we didn't have the reputation that we had, Lawless Entertainment, now, forget me for a second. If we didn't have the reputation that we had and the respect from, you know, the community, people would not sit down with us, you know, sit down with me, you know, and share their information. You know, they're taking time out of their busy schedules to do this, and I'm just, you know, I'm honored and I'm humbled to say I really appreciate all the love I'm getting, you know, from these people to sit down and you know, tell me personal things about their lives and their business ventures and, you know, someone of Jazzo Burks' caliber, you know, you don't get that every day. You know, there's a lot of radio stations out there that can't even get, you know, you can't even get me on the show. And I'm just a local, little tiny local celebrity. I'm not going to say a peon, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, shout out to Lawless Entertainment for being who we are. You know, we're respected. Yeah. We're loved. You know, we have loyal listeners. We have loyal followers. We have loyal readers. And it is what it is, baby. It's Lawless.
It's Lawless. Hey, y'all, coming up in the show, man, we got the Bay Area in the house. The Bay Area's in the house, man. Got the man Lee Majors. Lee Majors going to be on the show, man. Debuting some new music here on Lawless Radio, baby. That's what it is, man. Yeah.
Now,
man,
let me tell you this. Well, wait a minute, when you told me last night that Lee Majors is going to be on the show, you know what I automatically thought, right?
Steve Austin, the $6 million man.
I'm going to be on the show, Lee Majors. That's what's up. I grew up with that beautiful blue eyes looking at him. You know, he and Steve Austin was, you know, married and everything else. I was really excited. I'm like, Lee Majors. But then when I went back and did some research, I'm like, oh, it's the secondary Lee Majors. But hey, it's
right,
all
right. Right. But let me mess your head up real quick, Queen.
Yeah.
What do you think, where do you think the chairman's first major release opportunity came from?
Let's see.
Straight out of Oak Volume 2.
Oh.
Straight out of Oakland, Volume 2, released 1989. The chairman's first major release was out of Oakland, baby. Bay Area,
wow.
Straight out of Oakland, man. Shout out to Michael and Duff Hooks, man. Rest in peace, Duff Hooks, man. Godfather of West Coast music, man. Mike and Duff Hooks, man. Y'all know them from songs like Tupac's California Love. That called the West Coast Pop Lock. California.
Yeah.
Knows how to party. And
yeah.
I mean, it was probably the most sampled song, you know, probably we've had, you know, of our time. We're talking about N.W.A. Sampled that, City of Compton, you know, that whole, all of that, you know, even Roger Troutman, you know, took the more bounce part out of it. You know, I mean, that song,
right.
it really did. So much, you know, it did so much, man. So shout out to Mike and Duff Hooks, man. But, you know, rest in peace to my man Duff Hooks, man. We lost him some years back, man. Them cats, they really took me under their wing, you know, out in Cali. And, I mean, at the time, you know, when we was doing the whole little project, you know, man, I'm not going to be telling you people I'm out of Oakland, man. I'm from Chi-Town. You know, hey, 17-year-old knucklehead. You know what I'm saying? 17-year-old knucklehead, man. But they really loved me out there, man, and showed it, man. So it's just something getting the Bay Area on, man, because, you know, that's where the love, you know, where my love came from, man, being out there, man. Shout out to all the Cali, man, because I had mad love, man, Watts, Compton, Long Beach, you know, even in Pasadena, baby, they loved the chairman. But the chairman wasn't the chairman then. He was the king. King T.L.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the chairman then. He was the king.
I'm the top figure. And I'm just saying, the Bay Area has turned out some really good artists, some real good music.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I love Bay Area music. I'm just going to put it out there. I love Bay Area music. And what's the cat that was killed back in 2004? Can't think of his name right now. That was killed in Kansas City.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. And when I say I was a fan. He was the one that brought that hyphy movement, you know, into play. You know, and so rest in peace to. I'm gonna look his name up, so I don't want to just put his name, you know,
put him
out there and not say his name, but definitely rest in peace. It's gonna come to me in a minute, but when it comes to me, I'll come back to it.
Hey, you ain't never kid, man. No doubt, man. Hey, man, I'm gonna roll something for you, man. As soon as we get Lee Majors on, man, I'm definitely breaking in, getting a homie in, man. You know what, man? Speaking of some old school King T.L., I ain't gonna listen to old school King T.L., but I'm gonna listen to some old school B.A. Crazy. Hey, y'all, man, this throwback, Nashe and B.A. Crazy get to go home. Lawless Radio, the Chairman and the Queen, baby.
You get nothing from me. Everybody was on, and the world was still. but you're the only one that does it for me. Every guy's asking round, trying to know your name. You stand out in the crowd like you're a cousin to fame. Tell me, where did you come from? I wanna know you. Never seen you round this way. And what's the possibility that you and I can go to your favorite place on earth, where I can see you shine?
taken from the kick drum. Kettle one in my veins looks ahead numb. Close my eyes, going blind from the strobe light. DJ drops the beat and then a sound bite. Feel the heat from the body's in motion. Another step from my kettle one potion. A little smile, I'm in love at first sight. Grab a stand and we're off to the late night.
Down and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song. Ooh, it's been too long. I'm running, but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like I barely got a grip. Ooh, I miss your body against.
Gonna dance again.
chance again, again, again. I'm never gonna dance again, 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 again.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Man, what up,
man, I ain't kidding. Sometimes, man, when I get to hearing these songs, man, I don't even want to come back in. I just want to keep hitting play, man. I mean, hot, and more hot. Y'all listening to the killest entertainment company around, baby. This is Lawless Radio, man. Lawless Radio. Great Grind Wednesday. The chairman and the queen, man. Make sure y'all tune in for your man, B-Mo Slim. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. 11 o'clock. That is tonight, y'all. Catch the man Buck tomorrow night. Catch Mel Lawless on Saturday. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Catch the doctor Sunday, man. Hey, we got some more shows we're going to start naming to y'all, man. And, I mean, it's all about having fun, man. And how can you not have fun when you got good music like this, man? How can you not?
Exactly. Exactly. Dude, just sound just like T.I. I thought that was T.I. coming on that last song.
That's your man, Scotty ATL, man.
Sound just like T.I.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Like, wait a minute, hold on. Am I listening to T.I.? Are we not supporting our local come up?
Hey, T.I. is our local come up, too. T.I. is our local come up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That's my man, Scotty ATL. He was
rapper,
one of the first guests, man.
Oh, he was. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Scotty ATL was one. He was one of our first guests, man. I think he was on probably the 10th or 11th show, man. He was one of the first guests, man. I mean, yeah, people start reaching out, man. I mean, it was something, you know. And you know, I still keep up with everybody's careers, man. I mean, like you get like every so once again, but now he's been back on a lot lately. Money Waters, man. Money Waters. He was one of you know, our few guests as well, you know. And I mean, you know, they go off and they do their thing, man, but everybody comes back home, man. And that's what I really, really, you know, appreciate about, you know, supporting your local come up, you know, because
those are
the people, yeah, those are the people that hold you down, you know, when you hold them down, you know. I mean, shout out, you know, to Jigga and all of them, man. I wish them all kind of success and everything. But I mean,
absolutely,
if I was to play a Jay-Z song right now, he wouldn't know. You know, and honestly, he wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? But my man that's flipping your burger right now, you know, my man that's ringing you out at that register right now, that man right there, you know, be indebted to us, you know, for forever, you know, for giving him that opportunity. And that's what this is all about, man, supporting our local come-up, man. Our people that's out there on that grind, our people that's out there really doing it, man. And people be thinking I'm kidding, but I love to show people every time they get the opportunity. I show them my phone. My phone is what's truest and dearest to me, and I keep my phone. This music that y'all
this music you hear
right here, this is what's in my phone. Now, of course, I got some Pac, you know, some Biggie, some old, everything you're going to find in my phone. Everything you're going to find in my phone, honestly, is going to be old school with the exception of this music I'm playing here. The closest you get up to date, you know, I got some new Kales. You know, I got some new Toby Keith. You know, I got some new Brooks and Dunn. Look at that. I'm naming names they don't know nothing about.
You have some in-between in a minute. You're going to have some in-between in a minute. So Queen of Afro Pop and music, so be prepared. And I also wanted to
say real quick,
Mac Dre, rest in peace. That's his name, Mac Dre. I couldn't think of his
Mac
name.
Mac Dre. Mac Dre. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Yes, you are right. Yeah, Rest in peace, bro. Hey, man, look like we got Lil' Cuz on the line. Let's see what's going on in the Milwaukee. What's going on, Mel Lawless? Is it there, Mel?
Hey, Queen.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, Queen. What's going on? How y'all doing
what's
this
that?
Evening?
Oh, yeah. You know, we grit grinding.
Right.
That's what's up. I just tuned in, so I don't know what the conversation is.
Hey, we just philosophizing,
you know, show
about
my love,
aspect
support.
Of life. Yeah, we philosophizing about the aspect of life. waiting on the man Lee Majors to kick in to the show, man. You make sure you hang around and find out about my man Lee Majors. Bay Area's own. You see how I said that, man? I said Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I'm sounding like I'm from the Bay, baby.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey man, he got a couple of sick joints, man. I may end up playing it before he even get on the show, man, because he got this one joint with E-40 that is sick, man. And I mean,
I can't wait.
E-40's my missile for sure.
You know what? I used to kick it with E-40 back in the day, like especially when he first came out, because that's my oldest kid's father is one of his best friends, so. You know,
yeah.
When he had a club up in KC, you know, we rocked it. So, yeah, that's my guy.
That's right.
It's funny y'all
say
E-40 because I'm about to do six hooks for him. I got six tracks in my inbox right now that I got to write six hooks to. So shout out to E-40 for giving me this opportunity, yo. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
I wasn't even going to say anything, but when y'all mentioned E-40, I said I better put that
out
there.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
we need to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy. He's real laid back, and he never forgot where he came from. So
that's right. I hear that a lot.
Real slick cat, man. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I took a lot of E-40 lingo, man, because, I mean, he's like secretive proper.
Don't do it, Sammy.
I mean, yeah. You funny, man. He still got me walking around talking about play your partner.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Weevils. You're sobby.
Not the weevils.
You see, man.
And like
I
said, like he had opened like a after hours club in KC, and that was my first time ever even really being in an after hours club. I ended up opening one years later, but I mean, yeah, it just kicking, laying back with you know, it that was real, you know.
Right.
I got me in trouble sometimes because I was supposed to be at home.
But you know what, it's rare to meet cats, you know what I'm saying, that's really shining like that, that's down home, you know. So whenever you meet a cat that's shining like that and they down home, man, you can't do nothing but embrace them, man, show nothing but love, man.
And humble on top of that, after all the success he's had, he's still humble, he's a real smart guy, he's approachable, just a real cool dude from I've never met him personally, but from everything I've heard about him, nothing but nice things, nothing but good things.
Right.
And actually, let me be honest with you, you hear more good things about West Coast, you know, artists, you know, well, rappers, you know, attitude more so than East Coast rappers. Cause, you know, everyone knows East Coast rappers, especially up top. They can be the biggest assholes on this planet. And let's just keep
man.
It all the way live and real.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't.
Like Raz, Kaz, and all them that's
yeah,
always
that's what I'm saying,
humble.
Man.
You got me. Yeah.
I can't lie to you, man. I went to Cali, and I felt like I was still at home. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nothing but love, you know. And I can't, you know, man, not taking no shots at none of my cats in NY, man. But I did not feel that way, man. I couldn't wait to get up out of NY, man. You know, it's you know a whole. It's just the ego thing. You know, I don't care who you are. I am never about to try to acknowledge that you are better than me. Dog, every time we get on this song, every time we go to the studio, my job, my main intention is to murder you. I didn't get on this song with you to be outshined by you, so you can't tell me to dumb me down. And West Coast Cats, man, be like, man, go in there, man, kill it, partner. Kill that beat, partner. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, who are you talking to, me? Yeah. You ain't saying nothing, bro. I'm gonna show you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You love that. You love that, man. You love that, man. So shout out to all my West Coast cats out there, man. 12 Gauge, Padlock, man. Money B, man. Mike D, man. Iceberg.
Yeah, and it was sad. I did come in on the butt end where you all were talking about Mac Dre, and sadly he did get murdered in Kansas, Missouri. And it was a retaliation killing behind that. So, I mean, you know, it's sad. It's sad, but it happens everywhere.
Unsolved to the very day. Unsolved to the very day. Like many of our, you know, our black men, especially, you know, our black artists and stuff like that, you know, these up-and-coming rappers. Just like, what, 2 weeks ago, a 19-year-old cat from, I believe he was from Alabama, that was killed. You know, he was just found dead in his garage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you hear these stories and stuff, you know, all the time. And then you don't, you know, then they don't find out the assailants. And it's not like they're trying to find it, you know, out the assailants. And this is the most accurate.
But you know what? It's not even that they—it's not even that they're not trying to find. You know what it is? The biggest problem to it all becomes us, because the people that
nobody talks don't open their mouth.
That no you know, and thing. Yeah.
Right, and you know what? I got to share with y'all the funniest story. You know, and I mean, please forgive me when I said it's the funniest story. But there was a young lady that had posted on Facebook. You know, it was a cat, you know, back in our neighborhood, got killed. And she posted, you know, on Facebook talking about, you know, this person, put the person's Facebook page up, you know, letting everybody know that this person had tricked on her homie and got her homie caught up. You know, he had killed somebody, you know, like, man, you know, when y'all see her, I got $1 million bounty on her head, and saying all of this stuff, right? You know, so the argument turned around into a situation where people were talking about, man, somebody got killed, and she did what she was supposed to do. You know, she told, you know, she helped them get the person. You know, so a girl is going back and forth with this person about how bogus that is and how real she ain't and all of this stuff, right? A month later, what do you think she had posted on her Facebook page?
Something happened.
My prayer warriors, I need y'all help. Somebody done killed my brother, and I know somebody out there know it is just wrong that people don't want to come for. This is what she posted on her page. I'm sitting there and I looked at it. I said, are you? I refreshed my page. I say, ain't nowhere in the world. I almost said the word. I say, ain't nowhere in the world. She done post her prayer warrior. Now, a month ago, you was a gangster putting a $1 million bounty. You broke food stamp, had a Payless shoe, wearing all these shopping. Some of them, I'm going to call you all kind of names. You was, because they helped solve a murder. But today you got a $1 million bounty on somebody. Now you crying, talking about this ain't right. And I'm talking about for an entire week.
Wow.
Please talk prayer warrior. I'm like, girl, you don't get your. I cannot lie to you. I liked every post she put up there. I just had to like them all because I remembered the original post. And I even went back and I liked that post after I liked all her posts so it would be top on her notification. I wanted her to see.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, the crazy part about it, and, I mean, it's not to sound cold-hearted, but people don't understand, you know, today is somebody else, but tomorrow it could be you. You know, nobody else.
And no, I was saying, I remember something that you had posted maybe about 3 weeks ago when the girl was talking about how her daughter got beat up.
Before
she was posting, that's kind of the same scenario.
Same scenario. She posted that Sharkeesha stuff, and then what happens to her daughter, it's like she's crying wolf, and you know, she wants sympathy.
Don't share the video if you see it. Why not? You share Sharkeesha. Share your daughter.
Right. And I remember that. It stood out in my head because I'm
I even put her name on blast.
Y'all want to hear something crazy, though? Sharkeesha actually has a Facebook page. Well, it's not even like a page. It's like, you know how they have those pages where, you know, like, this is crazy. It might say, this is crazy. They have all kinds of posts, or it might say the page might be, you know, this is ghetto, you know, or something like that. Well, they have a Sharkeesha page the same way. And she's always posting these crazy posts and these posters and stuff like that. And I be seeing these young girls, you know, whose mothers and fathers I went to school with, reposting that stuff like it's funny. And it's not funny. You know, it's just like World Star Hip Hop. Take that stuff to World Star Hip Hop and have a blog site and stuff. You know, don't put that stuff on Facebook. Nobody wants to see that stuff. You know, Sharkeesha's right on. You know, it's got the picture of Sharkeesha with somebody else's head on it, but her little body, the little blue little shorts and T-shirt she had, and then the other little girl and stuff with another face on it with glasses. It's just really not funny. It's mundane. It's stupid. It's just ignorant.
But you know what, though? It's the world star hip hop. I call it the world star hip hop culture.
Hate it.
That culture that actually perpetuates that stuff. And anytime anybody tell me that they got their video, hey, man, I got my video on World Star, you know, going like it. I'm trying to get my likes up. I'm sorry. You can't get my support. And I keep telling people, no, you cannot. I will not go to World Star Hip Hop for nothing at all.
I can't stand it. It should be banned. And let me just tell you this, too. You know what? I'm being a little hypocritical when I say this. And you know, I admit to it. I wear the crowns. I am the queen. But I'm sitting up here at a little Sam's store, one of the little, you know, the little Sam's Mart on, I believe it was on Pleasant Hill today. So I'm at the cash register. I'm at the cash register, and there was this white guy and this white girl behind me. The girl was right behind me, and the guy was behind her. And I'm not sure if they knew each other, and she was saying that, yeah, I got to be to court in 5 minutes and stuff. I got evicted, and, you know, I got this, you know, assault charge and this, that, and the third. Misdemeanor charge, and I got to go to court for this. But why did the guy who looked like he should, you know, probably, you know, go to the gym every day and run a Fortune 500 company behind her saying, yeah, I got 35 misdemeanors under my belt? I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I'm videotaping this and putting this on World Star Hip Hop of white people going on.
What they do that at?
Man, yo, me and that cashier were looking at each other, and when they left out, me and her, we had a big old heart and left at the expense of white folks. They comparing notes. She's like, well, I got a misdemeanor. I got to go to court today. I got evicted. He told me I got 32 misdemeanors under my belt. He didn't say I got 32 misdemeanors. He said under my belt. You know, he got street cred and stripes in the streets. I'm like, hell.
That's what I was saying. He got stripes, baby.
I
know about that.
I said, I'm putting this on World Star Hip Hop. And I know to be hypocritical, but hey, it was funny for me.
I will say one thing. They feel like it's okay to say it. Because it, trust and believe, and like I said, I'm not trying to offend anyone. Had you been, like you said, he looked like he was corporate or whatever. Had you been another corporate person in front of them, I don't think they would be having that conversation.
Well, that could be true.
They probably would have, because they know they were going to court with a lawyer. You know, dude that's going to court with that public defender would have been shaken. I can't do it.
Well, the girl didn't like she had anything. You know, she pulled off in a 1998 Dodge Neon. So, you know, I mean, she had pets, and you said she went to gothic chicks and stuff that
you see,
probably, you know, stay
in trouble.
See, that's
what she saved her money.
Get drunk and,
No, see, that's what she saved her money. That's what she saves her money. Because I'll tell you, Sharkeesha got that little $4,200 tax return. Sharkeesha went and bought her a $20,000 vehicle, so she ain't had no change. Old girl would have bought her a $300 vehicle and had plenty of change.
I hope she never gets a job.
Paying that attorney.
You ain't lying.
She gave that
change.
Y'all taking me back to After Dark now.
Well, guess what? It is After Dark.
Y'all are wrong. Hey, you know what? All kidding aside, I think the chairman's going to come back to Lawless Radio After Dark. I got some things I want to talk about that I can't talk about on regular radio, like this conversation mm-hmm. that we have been having in the Lawless Adult group. If y'all haven't mm-hmm. joined the Lawless Adult group, y'all better join the Lawless Adult group. We have been having a very strong conversation.
Man.
I can't touch on it.
I enjoy those kind of conversations.
Well, y'all already know the mail going to go ham. As soon as
the mail goes ham, all the way ham. The mail is the leader. I'm the follower of this one.
Okay. I'm telling you right
now.
That's
what I want to say. So all I'm going to say is, man. Come down to me.
I
go to Lawless Adults, please, because I'm going to go help y'all.
Can I say this? I don't know which one is the worst, male or Mississippi Red. I think it's about Mississippi Red.
The only reason why Mississippi is worse than me is because I respect my name and I respect Lawless, and a lot of times, you know.
And 99.9% of the time, he drunk anyway.
Right.
He don't know what he's saying.
Do y'all notice? I don't even say anything until he mentions my name.
I noticed that, Mel. I honestly do.
Seriously.
I will say this, though. You got your man under control because he said that you got a grip on him, a hold on him that, you know, he can't break loose. I'm like, well, dang.
Hold on. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to hold it up and press play. I'm going to hurry up and say this, then I'm going to press play before I get booted off the radio. The man said he likes the hair up his nose. I'm gone, y'all. Lawless.
Time to the sunset, spinning down Hudspeth, no spliff, no bricks, Oak Cliff Eagle. Change is going to come like age is going to come. Sanford and Son, when I get a good meal, made a deal, no major, no stress. Backstroke stress, trying to clutch something real. Me be Southern folk hunters spoke out the no time peace, rhyme, peace, harmony. Change gon' come like nickels and pennies. When I was young, I dreamed I had plenty. Jewelry and cars, lived like a star. When I got older, got me a job. Childhood dreaming, got me in debt. Now we be living check to check. Look like I'm ballin', but do not know better. Beans outside on E, I'd rather change. Try putting on your best. Mindset, matter of fact, take off the stress. Set it to the side, you should.
disgraceable, pinnacle, pianical, piano man, the grand one, yeah, throw it up, remix, cop that good embracement for the rhythm, it's banging, yeah, just what we do, yeah, yeah, long live.
Spittin' image, I'm a mom and my God. Call me the son of the sun, cause I'm shining so hard. Amaze myself, I'm like a stone cold stunner. I'm prone to spit blows like cold in the summer. I'm a G, you the H, to me like Hummer. Look up to me if you're looking for a plumber. God bless me, and I didn't even see none. Please, son, I'm the single reason why they keep doing all this. Talk of this flawless, awesome. Yeah, get it right, house, I'm a lawless officer. Probably don't need you, so the favors would be asked if you're on the real. Real, recognize real. I can recognize talent for a recognized deal. God bless me, so I'ma bless to him. Think twice, two times when you test this film. Kinda soft and I can push it to the limit like another Ricky Ross. I'm rushing, alleviate your doubts and evaporate your hating before you open up your mouth. Turn that no into a maybe, turn that maybe to a yes, and a yes into for sure. Into for sure, what's the most definitely not think so. Imagine this Burger South Tower now immaculate, yakking big noise, but the fact is that I'm backing it. Actually connected like steel to a magnet, and we'll keep it real. If it's whack, I'm not having it. Rapper come a dime a dozen knives like a roller pin. In real life, spit it, shred it, and then rhyme rollers. 24s, 6s, 8s, and 30s. I guess it's a beat straight, no matter what the word is. Double L.
Supposed to be the older G. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. They them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun. And let me see you clap, come on.
Let's roll. Yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go. Real fancy and elegant, man. You know? Lee Major. Stop up. Turkey bag boy.
This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers.
Sitting on butter, man.
This is for the hustlers. This is for the G's.
Hey, who did this beat right here?
I stay on the grind trying to satisfy the customers. Sitting on butter. I'm sitting on butter. I'm sitting on butter. I'm sitting on butter. I'm sitting on butter. Train shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers. This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers. This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers. I stay on the grind trying to satisfy the customers.
Range Rover, my inside wetter. All black NT, butter soft leather. And this kush got me sitting up high. Girls see my ride and they wanna get inside. Fresh out the detail, just got splashed. Having so much money.
My nickname Cash.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind, pushing work to the customers.
Down. There go the cops. I'm about my Revy's, man. You know my Gouda, man. My money long, you're shorter than a Oompa Loompa, man. My fatty grow, your fatty premature and amateur. I own a home, you still live at home with your mother. Right. With your mother.
Sitting on butter, I'm sitting on butter. Yeah. I'm sitting on butter, yeah. I'm sitting on butter. Yeah. I'm sitting on butter, yeah. I'm sitting on butter. Yeah. I'm down fine train, hey. Shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G's, hey. This is for the hustlers. Hustle. This is for the G's, hey. This is for the hustlers. Hustle. This is for the G's, hey. This is for the hustlers. Hustle. I stay on the grind trying to satisfy the customer.
Got a down fine train, shotgun right with me. Baby from the O, but she live in the city. 528, Ray Barton Hemi. Paint so sick like it just lost a kidney. Whip so clean you can put it in your house. Seat so soft, feel better than your couch. Yank up on you, smelling like the best. Three chain gang, that's the ice on the neck.
Sitting on butter, 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 sitting on butter. Down fine train, shotgun, I'm a cutter. For the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G's, this is for the hustlers. I stay on the grind trying to satisfy the customers.
Yeah.
feeling like I can't, man. But I'ma do it until I prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Until I eat all their words and conclude that they was dead wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'ma make it, I'ma rise up. LeBron fourth quarter on me, I'ma keep my eyes up. Same eyes on the horizon, I'm rising.
Yeah.
Stepping over every faded line, I'm up smiling as I'm climbing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, these days are dark. It seems like you're better off alone, but it's on the horizon.
Get up in this world full of things that trick you. Days seem dull, nights seem long. A failure battle and depression that is no fun. When's it my turn? When will I win? Thoughts are circling in my brain as I do things. Not good for me, but temporary pleasures to ease the pain of the day from a lonely Christian. Then the thought occurs, there's others worse off. Fighting things that I cannot, different war zone. I gotta be strong. The day is soon gone, change is gonna come, and I am not alone.
These days are dark, it seems like you're better off alone, but it's on the horizon.
Still clean one coming. This one, 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 this
more fish in the sea. This one, that one, Mexican black one, skinny one, fat one. I ain't even mad at him. Hit the strip club and I might throw some cash at him. Asian girls, we call them fried rice. White girls, vitamin D, it's on sight. I'm in the air like a Bluetooth. Made a video, put it on YouTube. I'm on that DU, freaks of the industry. Me, you, your friend Nicki Minaj 3. Back to the mini, she was in a mini. I'm on Lines OG in a fifth of Henny. I'ma play with that pussy and suck them titties. That dome and drop you all back in the city. I got girls on deck, so quit trying to put hickeys on my neck.
Fish in the sea, girls are like buses. This one, they still clean, one coming. This one, they still clean, one coming. This one, most of the next one. Fish in the sea, girls are like buses. This one, they still clean, one coming. This one, they still clean, one coming. This one, most of the next one. Fish in the sea, girls are like buses. This one, they still clean, one coming. This one, they still clean, one coming.
This is the ladies exclusive, J. Rush. This is what we make the ladies say when they get out of our bed. My prisoners mix that shit. We're talking.
I'm not a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in the phone, OMG, oh my God, oh my God. I'm not a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in the phone, OMG, oh my God, oh my God. I can make it come like Niagara Falls, and baby, let me show you, I can do it all, and I can make it say, go J,
go J.
I can make it say, go J.
Faint when he see me in that body pain. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Drip,
dripping wet. When he see me in that body, body, I'm about to make him faint. When he see me in that body paint, see me in that body, see me in that body paint. He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him.
Hot shoe outfit,
we already tried him.
Handcuffs, triple pose,
baby, you can't top them. You got me on his phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I said meet at my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya something that you said you would need to take notes for. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on was his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me. Must be a Kodak moment. He wanna take my picture. Shoot me on a video. Show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher. Put me in a magazine. Just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark. Got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool. So he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line. But I already made it. Call me Wonder Woman. Cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor. Begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs. Put him in a coma. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. So next level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been the surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. Wow.
You know, someone once asked me, what is life? And I said, life is the pursuance of your dream. You know, everybody has a dream. No matter how wild, how weird, how grand it may seem, in the end, it's all up to you. You gotta believe in it.
If you believe, I can have it.
Try it again. I say, thanks for your help. When you can do it by yourself, you're giving.
other miles of doubt, but it seems to validate your fear. Just know who's on your side. Kneel down, let go of your pride. Reach out and grab on, take back your focus. Stand up and push on.
This your homeboy, the pride of the South Side, BMO Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it popping.
Man, we done hit the end of this show just about, man. Y'all done hung out with the chairman and the queen, baby, Lawless Radio. Great grind Wednesday nights, man. You want to hear your music on Lawless Radio? Here is what you do. Go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. Give us your best radio edited song, man, and we will definitely get you in rotation, man. I had somebody earlier say, man, I didn't know y'all was still doing dance music. Yeah, we just rarely get it submitted. Yes, we are. We are about supporting your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. So that's pop, rock, rap, gospel, man, even country, man. I don't care what it is, man. Y'all out there gritting and grinding, man. We out here to support y'all, man. So get that music over to us, man. Let us get y'all in rotation, man. Make sure y'all following us, man. That is all we ask. We ain't doing no, we'll play you 20 times for $100. We ain't doing none of that. If you give us $10, we'll play you tonight. We ain't doing none of that. All we asking is that y'all support us like we support y'all, man. And how do you do that? Go to Facebook. Like us. Lawless ENT is how you find us. Go to Twitter. follow us. Lawless EMT is how you find us. Hey, now let me go to the phone lines, man. 404-735. Who we got on the line?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's going on, family? How y'all? What's going on?
Man, you know what? I took a nap.
I said, okay, I'm going to take a nap so I can wake up, so I can catch good grind and call in right at the right time. You know, because, you know, this is the prime time right here. You got to get it in. You know, those last few minutes. You know, it was
right.
Important.
What's up?
Yes. You know, I gotta share something with y'all. You know, I'm really, really, really excited. You know, I gotta let y'all know because you know, Lawless Radio is about to make a whole new debut of just a whole lot of things. You know, I just want to tell everybody, you know, we got Bucking Off returning in the next 2 weeks, so I'm scared. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. Cause he got so much buck energy up in him. It's just going to be awesome.
What the fuck?
My goodness, it's gonna be off the chain. Got a published offer. She's gonna start her show in the next 2 weeks, and I got a young lady. Her name is Denise, and she's finalizing everything with me. And I'm telling you, y'all, this is gonna be something else. So it makes you feel good, makes it exciting. So that you know, so it's important to everybody to submit that music. I want to see everything.
No doubt.
Everything.
I told you not. When you submit that music, it makes me moist. Man, you submit the crib.
I'm not sure if I should submit it. Submit it anyway. As long as it's radio edited.
Submit that music. It makes me moist. You know, like Michael Douglas. You know, when Michael Douglas used to make me moist.
Hello.
Where that old fine buck at? I just want a buck with him. That's all I want.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
got you loud and clear.
But I already know. And also, Lynette, I miss y'all. Like, our whole Lawless family, we crack the hell up. I don't care. When we on each other's shows, I mean, we got a smile on our face. It's nothing fake. We be going at it. Like, man, when you get off the show, you just feel revived. And, I love each and every one of my Lawless family members as individuals, you know, because we all have different, you know, I love them. I'm like, when I'm not with my Lawless family or if I haven't talked to them, I feel lost.
Something missing, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's supposed to be with family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Since you got me on the line, bro, you know, I want to take the time right now to announce that Bucking Off with Buck will be back in 2 weeks. That's 14 days. 2 weeks from now.
Out of here.
Bucking
out
Off
of
with
here.
Buck will be back on the air. Yes. Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I would like to think I had a little that I was talking about. I said, even with Lania, I want the raw deal back, and I'm going to Bucking Off with Buck back. I mean, well, come on, y'all. I don't care. All right. Let's get going.
Let's get it together, y'all.
Wow.
What the fuck you mean, Chad? What the fuck you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
Oh, man. You know it's lawless, man.
Y'all got me bust up.
I don't think so.
The only thing I have to say is it's the other way around. I
don't say anything about Mississippi until he mentions my name. I don't say anything. There's a reason why I don't, but, you know. Anywho. It's Lawless, y'all, baby.
It's Lawless, look good. Hey, y'all, give me some shout-out mail, Lawless, before you get off.
Your kids.
Oh, too late. Got off already. Buck, what you want to tell the listeners?
That's right. Check me out 2 weeks from now on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Bucking Off with Buck will be back, and we like to say, gonna get bucking crazy, man. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, big one.
There you go. For one Mississippi, for two Mississippi. Hey, shout out to my man, Mississippi Red, man. Y'all know I poke a lot of fun at Mississippi, but y'all know that is my dog, man. His fruity is a fruitcake. I mean, he ain't got it all upstairs, but that is my dog, man. You can't help but you can't help but love it, man. You can't help but love it, cat. He out there, man, on another planet all his own. We call it Mississippi Bill.
Love it.
Hey, Queen, give us a shout out.
Yo. Check out the magazine. You know, it's Lawless Entertainment Magazine. You go to the website. It's www.llemag.com. Check out next month's issue, April, my column, The Queen's View, with Jason Gilliam Alexander. And also, I'm M, the Queen of Afro Pop. So if you want to check out my music, please check out my music. Go to my Reverb page, /ME. That's EMEE. Also, yeah. My SoundCloud page, which is MEQOAP. If you want to become a supporter or fan, you go to my Facebook page, /ME Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. And if you just want to look at my luscious body, which I just put some new bikini pics up there just last week, check me out at M_ Queen of Afro Pop. We have come to the end of another Rick Grimes Wednesday. And I'm loving it. Rick Grimes Wednesday is now over to 12 a.m. Because guess what? Lawless.
It's Lawless, y'all. Y'all know what to do, man. Got to send a shout-out to my people, man, my listening audience, man. We love y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm going to start just randomly pulling people in, man. I love the fact that y'all are lighting up the phone last month, but please, man, take a turn and press that number one just to even say, man, y'all don't make no sense or that makes sense. Say something to us, man. Vibe with us, man. You ain't got to be shy to be on the radio, baby. Everybody's got a face for radio. Y'all see the chairman? I look so sexy on the radio, don't I? Yes, I do. Don't be shy, y'all. Hey, man, but shout out to my family, Toll Freeze and Lewis's, man. Y'all stand up, man, my ATLians, my Shatonians, man, my Ilwaukeeans, man. Hey, man, we had some time lapse. I won't say time lapse. We had some time mix-up issues with Lee Majors. So we won't be getting him next week, and then the week after that we have a show. So we'll get him in the next 3 weeks, y'all. We're going to get him on the show, man. I apologize to my people, man, that was hitting up the show, man, to check them out, man. Just some time mix-ups with the whole Bay and us being Atlanta, you know, just some time confusion got there, man. But we definitely going to have him on the show, man. Y'all tune in next week, man. We're going to have your man, Old School, Yuck Mouth, on the show, man. Find out what Yuck Mouth got going on, man. If y'all ain't following us, man, why the fuck not? It's Lawless ENT. All right, y'all follow us, man. Send a shout out to my people out there working airlines, man. My people, y'all keep them planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow. And, man, I'm somebody. Somebody hit me last week when I said this, man. Don't be sending no jokes to me about no doggone missing planes, man. Long as they keep them planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow, man, they made sure they did their job, man. Y'all do it, man. If don't nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. Got to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights. Y'all already know how to get in rotation. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. If y'all ain't checked out Lawless ENT Magazine, again, why the buck not? Go to LLEMAG.com. Hey, you can get more content if you click the download PDF. But above all, check out the magazine. Support your local come up, man. Support Lawless. It's the Lawless World Order, baby. We out of here. Catch y'all next week, man. Don't forget, your man Pimo Slim. Later on tonight, Lawless Radio After Dark. Mel Lawless. Saturday night, the doctor, Sunday, man. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and y'all know it.
We'll shine. This is my letter to the man above. I know we don't talk much, shake hands or hug, but we've been on each other ever since I was born in Upper Michigan back in 84. Just a baby boy, double digits with the inches of snow. Me and my sister and my pops and my mom, but I was way too young to remember it all. Just the car seat and the trailblazer they drove. Then we started trailblazing the road outside of the shop, my new place where we made us a home. In the circle where we came home late after dark, watched the grown folks play spades on the cars. We would play every day in the yard, football with my neighbors round the corner. We the youngest in charge. Back then everybody rode a Huffy, a Schwinn, or a mongoose with the dice caps and the pegs. We wore the shades.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss.
Take you back to the day in fourth grade, my man named Robert Hicks. Used to play football every day as a kid. Used to dig rocks and tell me they was crystals. Told me they would give me the power to be invisible. And every day I carried them in my bag to school. Untouchable, challenging all the bully dudes. Until the day Robert did come back, they told me he died of practice, asthma attack. I was like, what? Just like that, we was just on the playground playing some tag. Now it's dreams of the big league, being a man, all buried in the wood chips, rocks and sand. But what he gave me was confidence. No, I better get common sense. Taught me to fear no man, only fear God to sit. Gone but never forgot. Thing, you know I got you, kid.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. I thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.
These are the moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You just live in the town and share another story. Moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You just live in the town and share another story.
How I started to flow, Petty taught me the ropes. JL believed, so he started recording. Started with a two-man group we called Swarming. Hit a couple open mics, started performing. But that didn't last, that was the one hit. Back by myself, but still focused. And since then, I tested my endurance and passed that exam 100%. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.
fellas, man, don't y'all hear when y'all be in the crib, y'all be like, man, baby, I've been up under you all week. I'm just finna go out with my guys and kick it for a couple of hours. She be like, okay, you can go ahead. As soon as I walk out the crib, phone ring. This is what she be talking about.
Boy, you say you love me, but you don't call me when you be with your boy. Boy, you say you love me, but you don't call me when you be with your boy. You say you playing pool, say you shooting hoops. I don't think you do all those things you say you do. Give me back my keys to my ride. Grab your bag and baby you can ride. Baby you can ride.
Crazy, say your breath. If I walk out now, with a pain in your chest. When I move, you move, just like that. This ludicrous, why you always do this ish? If I say I'm with pigs, that's who I'm with. So stop calling and stop texting. All on Facebook, leaving a message. Get off my status, all this madness. Then you wonder why we always clashing. Insecurities, don't do me. You think about Kim, I'm thinking about you and me. Get your keys, I can't go. I pay the insurance and pay the car note. Take them, uh-huh, Sean, come and get me. You forgot you were staying here real friend. You ride, and you ride.
Already stalking, but when I was there, you ain't feel like talking. You don't want me, but you don't want nobody with me. Blowing me up like somebody gonna try to get me. You don't trust me, you disgust me. Popping up, calling and trying to bust me. You can't kick me out, you leaving. Why you wanna be with me if you ain't believing where I'm at when I say that? I'm at the studio making tracks. Or when I'm at the gym balling, no matter where I'm at, there you go calling. You ain't even on the leash, what you talking about? I'm opening the door, but you the one who walking out, right?
You say you love me, but you don't call me when you be.